Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Kumpo, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
No, I'm good. God is good. And it's been keeping us. We're seeing some rains. God is blessing us.
Yes, oh man, enjoying the rains thoroughly, I must tell you that. Now, we're talking about a Voice of Prophecy lesson. It is entitled Satan Unchained at the End of 1,000 Years. Now, it's hard to believe that there's still more to come after a 1,000-year period. I mean, it's like a movie. And so today we want to focus on what happens once the millennium has come to an end. So, Pastor, please do take us through the events that take place after the millennium. What then happens next?
Okay, you remember that we've been talking about the second coming of Jesus, if I may put a short summary, and we have those who are righteous, who go to heaven with Jesus, even the dead in Christ are resurrected, and they go to heaven with Jesus, and we have the wicked who are killed by his glory and who are killed by his glory and die. As those who are righteous go to heaven, we have a devil who is chained for 1,000 years. Those who have been following, you remember that the chains are not literal chains, but he is left here in this world with nothing he can do except to just sit and be idle. While those who are righteous are in heaven, they are judging, they are reigning with God for 1,000 years. Mm. Now, there's the last judgment that comes. What happens then next? Now, after the 1,000 years, something is happening. John says in the book of John 21, in the book of Revelation 21, verse 2, he says, I, John, saw the city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So we see this wonderful city, whose streets are of gold and with the pearly gates, is coming down. Now the holy city is with Christ, and all the people who have been redeemed from sin are with Christ inside. And the city is descending. And as the city is descending, what happens then to the wicked? When you read from the book of Revelation, the chapter is 20, and the verse is 5, the Bible says, the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. So what's happening now? After the 1,000 years, which means something happens to those who died in sin. Mm. They are resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are resurrected. The rest of the dead, this statement refers to those who are wicked and died in sin and died because they were not saved.
Mm.
So these guys are resurrected now. Huh? They are resurrected, and as they are resurrected, what does Satan do at the close of these 1,000 years? We see those who died in sin or who died in iniquity or who were not saved are being resurrected. And now what's happening to the devil? Remember, the devil has been idle and doing nothing.
Mm.
He finds his clients again. What does he do? Revelation 20. Verse 7 to 9, the Bible says, when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, and he will go out to deceive the nations, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. The Bible says, they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. It's so amazing that the devil doesn't change and he will never change. After 1,000 years, those people who died because they were not saved are resurrected. And then what does the devil do? He runs back to them. He goes and deceives them. So when the righteous descend on earth in the holy city and the wicked are resurrected, Satan will be released. Mm. He again has the wicked to lead, and the righteous as his target, not wasting a moment. He immediately begins to organize the wicked into a vast army again. So to Satan, this seems like a perfect opportunity. He thinks that the holy city is not fortified. Its inhabitants are not armed. So he says, let's decide. What does he decide? He decides to take it by force and plunder its riches. So Satan convinces his followers that because they outnumbered the righteous, victory is certain. So he goes to those who are resurrected. He tells them that, hey, let's go and fight this coming city. Let's fight them. Let's go and take everything away from them. When he is still plotting his strategies with military geniuses from all periods of Earth's history, with generals who have conquered empires and can organize even armies, scientists can try to create a new weapon of mass destruction. This is the second resurrection that reveals a very sad reality in death. The character of the wicked does not change. They come from the grave with the same ambitions of selfishness. So finally we have the devil who gives the command to march against the city. Now he gives the command to his army, to the vast multitude. It moves with the military precision to claim this city. As they are doing that, what happens to them? This is when God then rescues humanity forever by destroying the devil for good. So this is what happens. Now, as these guys are still trying to do over the training, then God says, you know what? Enough is enough. I am now dealing with sin for good. The wicked catch a glimpse of the real horror of being lost forever. This is when now sin and sinners are destroyed forever.
Yeah, interesting though that the wicked continue to be deceived when they can see that with their own eyes that they have been led into destruction. How can that happen?
You see, these guys who are dying, they died in whatever they died into. And as they are resurrected, into what they died for. For example, those who died in Christ have a life assurance of being resurrected. So they die in Christ and resurrect to Christ. And so these wicked ones, they also die in sin and resurrect to sin. So whatever position they died in, they resurrect in that same position. So their wickedness is not changed. They are still deceivable, if there's an English word like that. They are still deceivable. The same father whom they died to still deceives them.
Yeah. Now, at what point will every eye see him and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord? At which point will all of this happen?
Oh, yes. As the New Jerusalem is coming down, these guys, the wicked ones, are plotting to destroy the city. And also Jesus Christ is with the righteous. Now, and as this is happening, now those who are righteous, who have questions about those who were lost, some of them of which they thought were supposed to be saved, will see the wickedness of the wicked and say, for sure, God, you are righteous. And on the other hand, the devil, alongside with those who are wicked, will see how evil they are. They will see what they have caused. The devil will see what he has caused in sin. And also those who would have been condemned to death will see that for sure God's righteousness is true. God's judgment is fair. And they will bow down and say, oh Lord, how faithful are you and how righteous is your judgment? They will see that for sure we are dying for something that we did. We are not dying for something we never did.
A beautiful one, man. But 1,000 years is a long time. Is it a literal 1,000 years or is it a day-year principle?
Okay, it is a literal 1,000 years. The devil will be here for a literal millennium, 1,000 years, real years. And also in heaven, we will be there for a real 1,000 years. So yes, it's not literal. It's not symbolic, but it's literal.
Well, that's a long time. Well, Pastor Mas, thank you so much for coming through. Always, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a fantastic afternoon.
Thank you so much. May God bless you.
Blessings to you indeed. Thanks you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.